Today is Tuesday, May 10th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Be Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we covered most of the weekend in yesterday's show, but I will talk a little bit about Sunday. So I got up in the morning and I baked and I had made the crust, which actually turned out fabulously. I let that cool and then I made the chocolate pudding mixture. And I do use a boxed Jell-O cook and serve. It has to be cook and serve, not instant pudding. And you put the cold milk and the pudding powder in the pan and you stir it up with a whisk and get everything well combined. And then you heat it up and you bring it to a boil. But what I do is when it gets almost to the boil, I take 4 egg yolks. I separate the egg white from the egg yolk. I take the 4 egg yolks. I do a little tempering where I put a little bit of the pudding mixture into the egg yolks and stir it up to temper it. And then I pour it back in just to add a little bit more richness. I just add a little bit, make it more custardy and more creamy. I add a little bit of vanilla and I usually add a little bit of extra sugar, although I didn't this time. I did not this time. And you just bring it to a boil and then you're pretty much done. It starts to thicken immediately and then I pour it in the pie crust. I save the egg whites because I make an Italian meringue for the top and so I use the egg whites for that. But anyway, so I did the Italian meringue in the morning, put it on and then I torched it. And then I got my shower, got dressed, everything for church, put my trumpet and everything in the car. And then I put my pie in a carrier and I drove and I took the pie to my mom's house because I didn't want it to sit in the car, while I was in church. And so I took it in and set it on her counter and everything. And then I went to church and church was, nothing special. Our next service is going to be in a tent. And I don't know, it's going to be outside. So they're building a huge sanctuary. I don't know when they're starting on it because we've been doing all this work, but they're trying to do it debt free. And so they're right now expanding we have a school at my church for, I think, elementary through high school, I believe. And so they were expanding the school. And then I think the last thing on the list is the actual sanctuary. They've done a lot of construction since I've started going to the church. But anyway, but to celebrate the new sanctuary, we're going to have a service in a tent. And I don't know if I'm going to be playing because I'm not sure. They haven't told us if the orchestra is going to be setting up outside or not. So I'm not really sure. But anyway, did church. And then I had ordered Olive Garden because my mom is, first of all, she has stomach issues. I don't know if it's IBS or what it is. They haven't been able to really diagnose exactly what it is, but she has stomach issues. And it's hard to find stuff that she can eat. She's just really specific about what she can eat. And so she loves Olive Garden. And I know it's a chain. I like Olive Garden as well, but I mean, I like there are other more authentic Italian restaurants that I like, but I'm okay with Olive Garden. I'm not too fussy. I'll know after we go to Italy this summer, though, how much it's not like Italian food at all, probably. But anyway, so or real traditional Italian food, we'll say. But I had ordered it the night before. I picked it up after church, took it to their house, set everything out, got everything ready. They got home from church. We had lunch. They're doing some work in their backyard. They're building they're actually extending the roof over the porch. And they're going to add a fireplace outside and, tables and chairs and all this kind of stuff. So they were showing us that. And then Mark and I went and got our groceries. And we left Sydney at their house. We went and got groceries, came back, picked her up, and then went home. And then, you know, we had other stuff we had to do. We had to work out, and we had to clear the room because the workout room, because they were coming on Monday to do the floor, the gym floor. And so anyway, we had to do that. And then, I'm trying to think if there was anything else that we did. We worked out, we cleaned that, cleared that up. And that was about it. I think we unrolled all the rugs that were basically rolled up because Sydney had, well, all of you were grossed out, or a lot of people were grossed out by it. But, you know, we had rolled up all the rugs while Sydney was sick. Let's just say that. And so we unrolled all that, set everything back up, and got the house back into kind of a normal shape. And in preparation for, you know, having them install the floors. So anyway, we did all that. And then today they came to install the floors. Now, I was working, but they came and they showed up. They were supposed to be here around 8 or 9. I think they showed up at 11. And I was in a meeting, and so Mark got them started, showed them where the room was, all that kind of stuff. And anyway, so I went down for lunch. They were still working on it. They had, you know, they had to start by pulling up all the carpet. And so they pulled up all the carpet and got that all ready, sweeped, you know, cleaned up any, I don't know, I didn't see what it looked like, but I think they smoothed it out if it needed it, like if there was any, I don't know, any debris or anything stuck to the concrete. And then they started cutting the rubber flooring that is going on the floor. And we were eating. So we ate and then I went back to work, and they still were not finished. And so about 3 o'clock, Mark texted me, because again, I work upstairs, he works downstairs. He said, "Hey, they're finished." And so in between meetings, I went down to look at it. And look, I don't know what to expect when it comes to this rubber gym flooring. They had told us there may be some visible seams because, you know, it does have to be multiple pieces. There's not a size big enough to just put one piece down like it is with carpet. And it's not carpet. And so it's, you know, there's a chance that you may see the seams. But I go down and I don't know. It looks a little, I don't know how to describe it. The seam is very visible, but there are a lot of places all along the room where the seam is going in and out of being joined together, if that makes sense. It's sticking up higher all along the seam, but some places it's stuck down, but then some places it looks like it's sticking up. And I go and I actually poke on some of the seams, and it would go up and down like there was an air bubble underneath it or something, like it wasn't stuck good. And so the guy text messaged me and he said, "Hey, is the floor done? And how do you want to pay the balance?" You know? And because the guy who sold it to us was not the person who installed it. He just does the quotes, comes out and does the estimates. And then, you know, I think they have independent contractors that do the work. And so I called him and I said, "Hey, I don't know if I'm being too picky because I'm not sure exactly what this is supposed to look like. But you know, there are places where the seam is sticking up, yada, yada, all this kind of stuff." And he says, "Well, why don't you send me some pictures?" He's like, "We're going to make you happy. So send me some pictures, show me." So I sent him a video of me poking the seam and it moving up and down. I sent him some photos of the gaps and some of the places where the one piece was sticking up higher than the other one. And I said, you know, again, if I'm being too picky, let me know, because I don't know what to expect here. And he responded, "No, you're not being too picky. This needs some attention." So he's going to call them and have them come back out. Anyway, we'll see. we'll see if they fix it. I'll report back when, you know, when they come back out and see if they fix the scene. But in the meantime, we have to leave the equipment out of that room. So we can't work out. We're going to have to just go walk or something. Anyway. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.